USA Radio News.
Key witnesses have renewed their definitive statements, saying that they did not see any of the sexual misconduct that a few women say they suffered at the hands of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. We're also hearing the FBI is coming close to completing their investigation. Now, regarding that FBI investigation, today President Trump was asked about it in the Rose Garden.
They started on Friday. They worked all weekend. They've gone late into the evenings. The FBI is really working hard, and they're putting in a lot of hours. So hopefully they can come up with what everybody's looking for. But no, I'm guided by the Senate. I want to make the Senate happy because ultimately they're making the judgment. I'm not making the judgment. I've already made my judgment. The Senate is making a judgment on Judge Kavanaugh. That's a very important thing to do.
President Trump is currently in Johnson City, Tennessee, holding another one of his Make America Great Again rallies. This is USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
A pizza delivery guy saves the day in southeastern Wisconsin. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It began as a routine pizza delivery for the driver. He showed up to a home in Waldo with a pizza, and a man and a woman came to the door. As the man was looking for the money to pay the driver, he noticed that the woman behind the man had a black eye and was mouthing the words, "Help me," and "Call the police." Sheboygan County Sheriff's deputies say the driver did dial 911 a few minutes later. That led to the arrest of the 55-year-old man he'd seen at the home. Authorities say that man was a former acquaintance of the woman's, who entered the home earlier in the day, punched the woman in the face, then tied her up with a power cord, and tried to convince her to get back into a relationship with him. He's now facing several felony charges.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones was up 192 points to close the day at 26,651. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Las Vegas Strip will be dark on Monday night to honor the 58 people killed and more than 800 injured during a mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. The marquees along the Strip will go dark at 10:01 p.m. local time. Kaya Jones is a musician, and she was playing at Harvest Fest 1 year ago. She's also a Las Vegas native. She talks about what she's been going through.
I think all of us have survivor's guilt. A little over an hour and a half before the shooting started, I was on stage. John, Kenny, DJ Silver, you know, any of us could have been shot at any time. So there's a survivor's guilt within that. And then there's 800 people that were wounded. That's not just shot, that's also trampled from trying to flee the stage area and the festival.
Jones also discussed how the music industry stepped up in a big way after the tragedy.
Music industry right away, the Grammy Association right away reached out to me as I'm a voting member of the Academy and asked if I would like any therapy whatsoever, that they were there for me. They did the same for Al Dean and Jake and John Rich as well. So the music community has been very warm and welcoming and trying to understand. But as a community, as the city of Las Vegas, we are coming together stronger than ever. We have proven just as within each other's community of coming and discussing what we think happened, what we know and what we don't know. And so that's the biggest thing I want to stress, is that we do want answers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.